And we're going to get into all of that and more on today's episode of A New Untold Story presented by Dude Wipes.
What?
Yes, that's right, dudes. We have to have a serious chat about all of y'all's bathroom habits. Vibs, I see you with your dry asshole.
Did the copy say all of y'all's?
No, I did that.
That's cool.
You wrote that in? I thought that they wrote that in.
Y'all have been wiping dry, and it's honestly gay.
It shows.
Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Well, no, because it is. Yeah, there's a...
We need to have a serious chat about all y'all's buttholes. Vibs, stand up. Dry as a bone.
Yep,
that
you can
ass
hear
is
it.
Dry as a bone.
Let me spread them.
He's actually
sounds
doing
like
it.
Someone's rubbing balloons together.
That's what I hear.
What's
when Vibs
going
walks
on there, bro?
You sound like old windshield wipers when you're walking because your ass.
It's not just like the perimeter or the interior of his ass.
No,
it's the cheeks too.
It's
everything's
the outer cheek.
Up. It's like a catacomb.
My ass has so many little bits of toilet paper around it. It's like it cut itself shaving.
Well, it's time to quit shitty, scratchy toilet paper and switch to Dude Wipes. Dude Wipes are an extra large, flushable wipe made with plant sourced fibers designed to give your anus a cleaner, more refreshing TP after dropping.
Did you write anus? Did you add that
they,
in?
They did put it in all caps, and wait, you just wait. Let me read that sentence one more time. Designed to give your anus a cleaner, more refreshing finish than TP after dropping a deuce out of your anus. They double anus us in one sentence.
Said the name.
Think about it. When you wash your face, hands, or body, use water to get yourself clean. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to the dirtiest thing we do, or second dirtiest if you're a sicko, like Roan.
Yes, yes, yes.
Taking a shit.
Yes, yes.
Why do we use dry toilet paper? Well, everybody's just staring at me right now. I don't like this. Kyle, don't look at that.
Okay.
Because I'm staring at you so I don't give my personal endorsement.
Well, actually,
which
stare
is,
at me because I'm about to change your life. Your anus will thank you. And you'll never look at an empty toilet paper roll the same again. Be prepared for any situation with Dude Wipes. They come in home and on-the-go options. I have some in my pocket right now.
I actually like them. I use them and shit.
Glowing review.
I use the mint chill.
Use the mint chill. It's
wait,
nice.
You use mint on your butt on your
mm-hmm.
butthole?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
It's refreshing.
It's like boofing a menthol.
You can get them at Amazon, Walmart, Target, nationwide, or go to dudewipes.com and use anus15 ANUS15
bank
for 15% off your entire.
Get
order.
Them at that bank.
Yeah, they replaced the Dum Dum Pops with Dude Wipes.
That's fantastic. Convenient. Yeah.
Honestly, that would be better.
Mm-hmm.
As an adult, I prefer... I think a butt wipe is the popsicle for adults. The lollipop
I think
for adults.
Popsicles are the popsicle for adults.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking
truck
lollipop.
Drivers love them.
Truck drivers love popsicles.
Concrete truck. Cement truck drivers.
And also, so does Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are they into?
Popsicles. No, actually, lollipops. I've been thinking lollipops, and I've been saying popsicle. Anyway, I wiped my ass with a Dude Wipe, and it showed a different, lighter shade of brown when the toilet paper had stopped rendering color, and it showed me that I have been unclean my entire life.
For years and years, I've been settling for beige, and that's not okay anymore.
No, it's not. You want to wipe till it's white.
Mm-hmm. When I'm using regular toilet paper, I stop, and it's still looking like a Rorschach test.
Yeah,
I'm seeing my parents divorcing in my shit, but now... It's gone.
The parents divorce. Honestly, that's the best way to move on.
The thing is, there's other wet wipes that you can use, but they're not flushable. KB was on that, and
yeah,
I just walked his house.
It's on the packet. The Dude Wipes are flushable, and I was like, I'm sick and tired of fucking having
I saw you ball
it up and shoot it into the trash can, walk out of the bathroom with it in my hand.
Yeah.
Like, that was getting old as shit. With the Dude Wipes,
it gets stuck to your sleeve instead of your heel. You just have toilet paper hanging off your arm. Yeah, you can just flush a Dude Wipe. How about that
15?
Fucking Stephen Che.
Yeah.
That's a read.
Play that on the next meeting, Dick.
That's your reply to what I'm going to say. No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
Fuck no, baby!
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big, untold story.
We're here with Vibs and Roan, Owen, KB, and myself. And we have you guys in here. Vibs, we have you in here especially. You are on a history podcast. And so we're going to dive into the history of band names. Because last week we uncovered some truths about the band Hoobastank.
Mm-hmm.
The band's an acronym. And the Hoobastank is an acronym. And you know,
for,
you listen
for
to the
what?
Episode.
What is it for again? Just to refresh
Hoobastank.
The...
Hoobastank, yeah. Hoobastank is... Hold on, our brothers and sisters, the answer's never known.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone knows that, but people don't know. Like it also doubles as like a name play. Goo Goo Hooba and...
There's a word
Stank
for that.
Stank Doll.
D-A-H-L. Goo Goo Hooba.
And Stank Doll.
And they were going to combine their first name. Well, they were going to be the Goo Goo Dolls. Taken.
Mm-hmm.
We're just rehashing here. But then we were like, how many other band names are there secrets behind? And so we're going to dive into that now. And Vibs, if you have any input, I'm sure you know the majority of these.
Off the top of my head, I'm thinking of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Do you have that one in there?
I know that one. It was their gym teacher.
Yeah. That's like the popular one that everyone knows.
What is it? Wait. I don't know that.
Lynyrd Skynyrd was the name of their gym teacher?
The name of their gym teacher that said they'd like never amount to anything in life.
That's really?
So they always a teacher. It's always. Every successful artist, band, musician... had a teacher that said that.
Honestly, bad teachers should be in higher demand because every famous person...
You need one. Yes. You need one.
They were just actively telling future musicians that they'd never be anything.
Yeah, but you, like never, 90s, you never hear the opposite. Just like some homeless drug addict was like, oh, well, they, like,
teachers
yeah.
need their shot. Yeah, like...
They were right.
Oh, okay, I thought you meant the opposite.
No.
The polar opposite.
No, yeah.
You,
not a polar opposite.
You're
that's
on
like a
pace to... Mm-hmm. Have a home, family, pay a mortgage.
I think that's everyone who hasn't wound up being successful. It's because people were too encouraging of them. Like they need mm-hmm. people need to be taken down a peg by Mr. Skynyrd.
100%. I was thinking about this the other day. So if I have kids, I don't want them to have like good teachers that teach them great lessons and are very nice and tell them they're special. I want my kids to have just absolute dickhead teachers that are just. Pieces of shit trying to fuck them over all the time because that's what life is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to get fucked over more than you're going to have people telling you you're special.
Also, Vibs, and to spin off that, you ever realize how people are like, I want to like have like kids and like make beautiful children? Like, you just want your daughter to grow up and be hot and be getting like stuffed by a bunch of people?
She's
going to
be getting stuffed by, like, if, yeah.
She's going to, because she'll be getting stuffed. She'll be getting stuffed left and right. That's what you're yearning for. That's what, like, you're going to have, like, oh, I'm going to have a hot wife so I could get. My child stuffed by a bunch of people
that's
in fucking
like
30 years.
Seeing babies wearing stuff like future heartbreaker.
Like, yeah, that's always like the comment on like ultrasound pics. Like, yeah, he's a future heartbreaker.
Yeah, like, that means they're just looking at his dick. Like, that's like a big baby dick.
He's a future emotional abuser. Oh my god, he's gonna gaslight so many.
If that baby so stays proportional, that baby that's a hung baby.
Yeah. It gets proportionally weirder and creepier too as they age.
Yeah,
like a baby, okay, but like a
what
a 7 year old. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, like, eyeballs and cocks are the only two body parts that don't grow.
Is that? Yeah, you're right, Owen. That is true. Yeah. That
and,
is true.
And ears too. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
So your cock is just the same size.
We don't
from birth.
Humans
as it is?
No cocks do grow. Ocular or pituitary growth.
I jerked off with anti-aging cream when I was 12. And I just have a 12-year-old's dick still.
Shut up. In size or in
maturity.
Like skin tone?
Maturity.
You got to counteract it. Just masturbate with like a touch of gray.
Just for men.
Yeah.
Brush it into your pubes.
I jerked off with some of my mom's vanishing cream and my penis. I look like a G.I. Joe.
Oh my god.
Everybody does it.
You gotta find something.
Let's get into some bands. Kyle, I don't know how you want to do this. I did some research on a few. I can name some scenarios.
Should we just keep going around?
We can just spit. We can just shoot them out.
Yeah. I'll go first. This is a shitty one. There's no humor in this whatsoever. Group of theater kids in England doing a performance.
I know exactly where this is going.
And they were like, Roan, can you do a...
Hey, it's freezing in here. Let's try to perform.
That's Coldplay.
I'm trying to do a fellow.
Little did they know. That teacher, that theater teacher said, listen here, pussy, you will never marry Gwyneth Paltrow. You motherfucker.
You're going to be working a 9-to-5 like a sucker.
You're going to be working a 9-to-5 like me.
Like me, you, like a chump.
They hated 9-to-5s, too.
Yeah, they hated 9-to-5.
Musicians hate 9-to-5s.
Oh, yeah. Like anything to escape that 9-to-5. Like,
what
dude,
fucking...
You've been a musician since you were 14. You've never...
What is like the rock song? It's like... What is it? Bittersweet Symphony?
Mm-hmm. By the Verve?
What do they say in that one?
Slave to the money, then you die?
Then you die, and then the crowd goes berserk at all of the live set. And you're just like, look.
With a $300 ticket.
Are you resonating with them?
Yeah, what are you talking about? You had to be successful enough to see the successful band.
Yeah.
Like, it's not you.
It's not for you.
It's not targeted to you. Fuck, what was I was listening to some fucking sweet-ass pop punk the other day, and they're just like... He was just shitting on a girl for working the 9-to-5. They fucking hate the 9-to-5.
Pop punks. They like 9-to-15-year-olds. Pop punks. they're always like statutory raping.
They are
young girls, or is that just rape? I don't think you can statutory rape a 15-year-old. It's just it loses the statute.
They're always soliciting nudes from minors.
Well, yeah, all of them.
That's. The band Four Minor. Exactly. The band Four Minor. They printed them out and they constructed.
Yep, that was on my list.
Oops.
Well, yeah.
Kyle?
Fort Minor?
Oh, no.
What bands did you find? Okay. Did you talk about Radiohead?
Raymond D. O'Head, Irishman.
Raymond Declan O'Head.
Raymond Declan O'Head. Yeah, he just an Irishman. And he was creepy.
No, his brother Killian O'Head was creepy.
Killian.
He's funny.
Yeah, but Ray D. O'Head, this is so dumb.
when you put the D at the front, it sounds Italian. So it's like Italian-Irish. Ray D. O'Head.
D. O'Head is not a real last name. O'Head is a very common surname.
Oh, I was thinking like D apostrophe O apostrophe head. Mm-mm.
Ray D period O apostrophe head.
Yes.
Like Ashley DeVico. Remember?
Like Jeff D. Lowe.
DeVico. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Jeff D apostrophe
Lowe. Same as Jeff D. Lowe.
Ray D.
Raymond O-head. D. O-head.
I'm trying to see if it could get Italian at first. Ray D. O-head. And then get Irish on the second half of it. How would it sound, Vibs?
That was Irish on the second half, yeah.
That was good. Italian on the front half.
I can't
Irish
do a
the
good Italian,
half.
Yeah.
The fucking Eastern or the European mullet. Irish on the one half. That's honestly the Delco mullet. Half of Delco is Irish, half of Delco is Italian. I don't know if you knew that.
How do you differentiate an Irish and a Scottish accent? Rowan, you do a good Scottish.
I think it's... There is something about the R in the Scottish accent, and they say didna instead of didn't. They say didna.
So can you be a character? Can you be a Scottish character for us?
I think I could do it. I've been working on it. I've been trying to get better.
Who's
better.
Be?
I want him to be Scott. Scott.
Scott. Scott. Which Scott? Scott Pilgrim?
Scott Peterson.
Scott Peterson? I killed my wife. I just had to do it. I didn't know why.
Don't do it, Scott. Don't give him the satisfaction.
Sorry, I just had to do it. I didn't know why. Fuck, that's trash.
Scott Peterson.
Scott Peterson. Dialing 911. I just found me wife. She's dead, and I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Yeah, can you do like 22 more minutes of that?
The grand jury.
I have one. It was a rock star who initially was doing songs for the Catholic Church. It was Neil Young, but he spelled it K-N-E-E-L. Young.
He was just writing really intimate songs about sucking priest dick.
Wait, Neil Young was the altar boy, or
he was the altar boy. He knelt young.
Okay. What did he sing?
I don't know.
Old man, take a look at my life.
I've been searching for a boy so young.
Is that a real Neil Young song?
Yeah.
That's Searching for a Heart of Gold, but it's a priest saying it.
Yeah, but you were still Scottish?
Yeah, I was. I don't know where I was.
No, it takes a little bit to wear off. It's like helium.
I think if you spell Neil in Scottish, they spell N-I-A-L-L. Which is an infinitely better way to spell
that's
Neil.
That's just Nile.
But I think they say it Neil. Neil.
Isn't like the One Direction kid?
Nile.
But we say it Nile, but I think they say
they
Neil.
Pronounce it
Neil.
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 I think there's Neil. Different names.
I think that is the same name.
Oh, and what do you got?
I got a few quick ones and a couple that are a little more in depth. Hey there, Delilah. Plain White Tees. Trevor and Tyler from Topeka, Kansas.
From the plains, yes. I like to do a plain white tease, like when I'm texting a girl when she's about to shower and I say, without me. That's a plain white tease.
That is the standard white tease. And it always works.
Every time.
The All-American Rejects were, of course, deported to Canada.
Yeah.
Hence their hit single, Move Along.
Expats.
Korn, this is one you got to dive into a little bit. So Korn's actually like a riddle. Of sorts. So if you look at it numerically based on the alphabet, 1 to 26, KORN, 11, 15, 18, 14. You punch those in as coordinates. It brings you to the Bar Signaka in Chad.
Chad.
And that's what Korn was doing. It was this form of satire on frat culture in Southern California in the 80s and 90s.
That's right.
Korn, yeah.
They were making fun of Chads. Mm-hmm. Channeling. All Chads.
Mm-hmm.
And that show.
That's an interesting find. You may not want to dig deeper. You're gonna get some.
You're gonna wind up in
the
Darfur.
Chad of Chad. Who was their like Chad culture guy?
This is a broy ass African dude,
like John Hamm at UT Austin or something. Jimmy Buffett. This one people know, but it's just, I mean everyone's been pronouncing it wrong. It's actually James Illich, founder of Little Caesars.
Buffet.
Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, okay. Does Little Caesars have a buffet?
I didn't know that.
He's thinking of CeCe's Pizza.
You're thinking of CeCe's Pizza.
Little Caesars is a $5 takeout.
I've never been to any buffet.
You've never been to a buffet?
That is
no,
some Red Bull
but
shit.
It was originally cheese
He's
pizza.
He's never been to
Paradise.
A buffet. He doesn't know what a buffet is.
Maroon
really
5.
Sad. No, it's like a $5 pizza buffet.
Maroon 5.
Maroon a group $5 of buddies in college who love doing poop dollars.
Wait. What?
Why?
What?
Why?
You've never seen really old poop, it turns maroon.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. Yes,
it does. No,
there's
it
doesn't.
There's a reddish hue to human poop aged in the sun.
There's blood in
the sun.
There's blood in
the sun. No,
you both have colon
if
cancer.
If it's aged in the sun, no, that shows me that that whole dude wipe shit that you were talking about, bringing the unflushable wipes to a different... If you bring an unflushable wipe and leave it in another trash can, it's going to be red in 3 days.
That is not a common fact.
That is not
fact.
True.
It oxidizes.
That's not even a common
It oxidizes.
That is not
Maroon 5.
Maroon 5. That has to be the poop dollar.
Maroon 5
is notoriously maroon.
Your poop is not Georgian soil.
It's very fertile. It's like flying into Cuba.
Maroon 5 was a group of college buddies in the D.C. area, and they had season tickets. They painted up for Washington football games, and that's what they were called every time they were on the camera.
They were the Maroon 5?
I thought they got lost at sea. They were maroon.
The Maroon 5. They made their way back. They wrote shanties before it was popular.
Daughtry. That's actually the last name of the lead singer, Chris Daughtry.
Oh, I thought it was like
that
a guy who
that
was like,
still up for interpretation.
I thought it was a guy who was like kind of daughtery. he's like kind of sonnish, kind of Daughtry.
I want to say Chris Daughtry.
Daughterish. No.
Daughtry.
Who was Daughtry?
He was like somebody that's Daughtry.
He was someone who was kind of like Kaylee Anthony. He was Daughtry.
Yeah, or like Timothy Chalamet.
He's
kind
Daughtry.
Of like a son. He's kind of Daughtry.
Kind of a daughter. Or a little bit of a daughter.
Daughtry.
Short-term daughter.
Now, Kyle, you had
it's like a foster
a groundbreaking
child.
Discovery.
Styx was So,
you can't say that.
What are you talking about?
I think my mom was a groupie with the band Styx. I was telling this to Nick earlier. We were going through her stuff one time, and we found autographed Styx album and REO Speedwagon. She like went on tour with them one time.
I like to think that she was married to your dad, and she was like, "Hey, I'm gonna go be the groupie for a band." He's like, "Absolutely the fuck not." She's like, "It's Styx, babe." And he's like, "Oh,
yeah. Oh, those pussies. I know how they got their name."
Yeah. Go ahead and get out of here. Go ahead and leave, cunt.
You have fun, honey.
Yeah. Be back. Whenever. I don't care.
Could not care less.
I used to work for a morning radio station, and REO Speedwagon showed up one day, and we're in the parking lot, and they're like, "Hey, we'll come on the radio show, but we want to do this little sketch. Have someone come out and wake them up on the bus." So I had to go out and wake them up on the bus. These dudes that may or may not have fucked my mom in 1977.
I recognize you.
You had to touch them.
It might have been one of my dads.
Yeah, like, you definitely woke up one of your dads. Yeah.
They're a good story though too. They were REO Speedwagon. Their drummer and guitarist were Nigerian, and their lead singer was from Nebraska.
No, their lead singer was just from the band Cream. He was in the middle.
They were Nigerian. They definitely.
What was like OAR?
OAR is of a revolution, but. It's actually paying homage to a pop punk band from Crystal Palace in the 1540s.
Jesus Christ. Go ahead and say it. You're being shy.
The oligarchy's Anglo-Saxon. Jesus Anglo-Saxon Christ.
I regret asking that. No, you are being too timid. And you know what Owen needs to do? He needs to man the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Man the fuck up is dedicated to helping you keep your man card current and active. While Father you good, Owen?
Yeah, I just feel the follicles coming in.
You got closer to the mic to clear your throat. While Father Time is constantly trying to kick you in the nuts, Man the Fuck Up helps you fight back. All of our natural, highly effective supplements are designed to work with your body to provide results. Man the Fuck Up is more than a brand. What is it, Kyle?
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a movement. There's no hiding the fact that guys nowadays need to man the fuck up. There's a bunch of vegan pussies. There's a bunch of pussies that apologize to their girlfriends. Nah, not here. Stop that. Quit your bitching, stop pointing fingers, and man the fuck up.
Oh, sorry I cheated on you, babe.
Oh, here's Vibs using the beard filter. No, stop that. Start taking man the fuck up. I do it, and look at me now. I don't need a filter. I have a beard. Do women like men with beards? Yes.
Is that copy or editorial?
They definitely don't like people without beards.
They definitely do not. And you can be a man with a beard now and save 20% by going to mantfup.com. now.com/untold or use code Barstool capital B 20 on Amazon. That's mantfupnow.com/untold or use code Barstool 20 on Amazon.com.
Damn. We got dude wipes and man the fuck up.
They know that
this podcast has nothing to hide.
Well, yeah, you can't hide anything because we have one more ad, and it's in the same exact vein. we have dude wipes, we have man the fuck up. What would be the next?
Grow a pair, but test it.
Ford F-750.
Yeah.
Pure human testosterone.
Yeah. Just cum. We're sponsored by cum.
I did an ad read today for not getting hit by a train. It was like an ad read for like if you go into an intersection where there's a train passing and like the bars are down and the lights are dinging, don't walk into it because trains can't stop. That was the ad. That was the whole ad
like
read.
A PSA, who paid you to do or was this? An ad for a product, or a service?
Devin came up to me and he was like, "Can you do this ad for people to like not get hit by trains?"
How many people are getting hit by trains? Is that happening?
I guess it's happening, and it's happening so much that like an ad is going to save somebody's life.
Yeah,
like someone was going to get smoked.
Is it ever happening accidentally?
It happens
a
lot.
Doing it on purpose.
It happened to these two guys, and they were just like, "What the like? We're going to name our band after this."
Oh no!
It was their friend Jupiter. Their blood got all over everywhere.
So yeah, it did happen.
That did happen.
Like
look
the blood
up.
Misted, and it was like in the atmosphere. He went on a soul vacation. I'm going to read you a song lyric, KB. I wake up every evening with a big smile on my face. And it never feels out of place.
This is, I hope it gives you hell.
Yeah, you sound just like Tyson
and
Ritter.
And you're probably working at a 9-to-5 pace. Wow. And I wonder how bad it tastes.
They're clowning people for being responsible.
They're like, clowning for careers.
Wait, which band is that? All American Rejects?
You fucking There's, got it. Yeah. You big time got it. And you know how they got their name.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I just learned.
Yeah, you did.
9-to-5 is the backbone of business. And I think what we should do next is pitch some business ideas, if you'd like.
Okay.
I love a business idea. What are we talking about? Who's pitching who?
I have some business ideas for the special needs community.
Pitch me.
Because I think they're underrepresented.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm all ears.
The first one is an adoption agency specifically for children with special needs. A lot of times parents will be overwhelmed with a child that's healthy. That's normal. And, but, you know, if you have a special needs child, it may be really tough to raise. You may not be able to do it. You just might not be able to do it, simply put. And so it's an adoption agency where people who do have the time, that do have the funds, can adopt a special needs child. So it's a business called Hand Me Downs. And you go
I heard about them.
Yeah, you go there and
they do incredible
Hand Me Downs.
There's a Kickstarter.
In the time of COVID, you can even do it online commerce wise. Mm-hmm. You can sort high to low, like brow line.
I remember I backed their Kickstarter. This was early on. It took them a while to actually become a legitimate business.
What were you guaranteed for backing them?
I remember I backed them and Tucker Max's in book.
But when you back, like, what do you get? Like a tote bag at like a certain level, or like maybe you get to like have your name carved in a brick for a higher level, or like maybe you get to spend some time, or like preferred adoption. You get to pick your one. What'd you get for it?
What did I get
when you were helping out the hand-me-downs?
Hand-me-downs, yeah.
How do you say it though? Is it hand-me-downs or is it hand-me-downs?
You're demanding them.
Give me,
no.
give me, give it to me.
Do you think Tucker Max, as like he repents and maybe you know has like he finds God and he could write books like I hope he was hoping they serve beer in hell, but like does
yeah,
like what are as he progresses into a better human? Like I hope they serve burgas and purgas.
I hope heaven's a dry AA meeting.
Yeah, sure.
I got what you were doing.
Beer in hell doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought that.
Both have double letters, double E, double L. We're going.
But as for like inclusive adoption agencies, I was thinking with today's technology with deep fakes, like you saw quickly they made like that fake Tom Cruise.
It's actually it's gonna be crazy. Bad. I don't like it.
No, I think it'll be good. I think you could
it'll be good.
I think you could soon
you can make more inclusive movies.
Exactly. More inclusive movies. So you could have like
what do you mean? Movies that already exist?
You get to see like, yourself as the protagonist.
Or somebody that looks like you. Because remember when Black Panther
like a
came
weird
out
fetish.
And everybody just was like finally somebody represent me, and it was beautiful. A bunch of like African American kids were coming out of the theaters like that. He looked like me, and it was awesome. Mm-hmm. And so, just like movies that where they could represent you better by just deep fake technology. So, like white people, if they want to be in Black Klansmen, it would just be Klansmen, but they could watch that.
Yes.
Or I'm trying to think like
that's genius.
Like if again back to special needs. If you're in Star Wars, it's now the peanut butter Millennium Falcon.
what is that?
That's the ship they fly on. It's just
what is
shorter.
It's just
a snub nose. Yeah,
mm-hmm. a short ass spaceship.
Looks like an escape pod. Nah, that's the whole thing. if you guys have any ideas, because I'm
trying to think of Chewbacca like chewing on a shirt or something like that. I got gaps I'm trying to fill in right now. How am I going to keep up with the peanut butter Millennium Falcon?
You could try, brother.
I'm trying to think.
All I can think of is the movie Tremors, and everyone in it has tremors, but that is not what the thing is.
No, Tremors would be funny if it was like Michael J. Fox starring in Tremors.
I guess like if you wanted to see yourself in Avatar,
they could just like portray what we did to the Native Americans.
Damn, that was just hit close to home.
Jeez.
I was trying to think of Avatar 2, though. I don't know why that's like a movie that we just want to include ourselves in, but I did want to be included in that universe. Blue ass universe.
What was the other blue? Who? Jessica Biel was blue in.
Jessica Biel?
She's never
not
been
Biel.
Blue.
Jessica, who was?
Alba was Alba. In the Deep Blue Sea.
She was in Deep Blue Sea. Or Halle Berry was. Or no, who was blue in the X-Men?
Halle Berry was definitely blue at one point.
Blue in X-Men was Jennifer Lawrence, but before that was.
Some other.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Tittied up, bro.
Yeah, she was double titted up.
She was tittied out.
That was an early boner for
she
me.
She was tittied down to the socks.
Oh, yeah, because she might as well have been naked.
Mm-hmm. It was like a confusing.
8 hours to get those scales.
It was.
On.
What was confusing about it?
She was blue.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Why Owen was racist from a very young age.
If you're not, if you're going to do one thing in this house,
I don't care if you're black, purple,
purple. Blue.
Well, his parents did care.
Racist.
Yeah. I care if
racist
they're black,
people,
purple, blue.
Racist not. People love purple people.
Yes, I don't give a damn if you're black, yellow. Purple or blue. I was like, I'm going to, like, all right, Dad, yeah. I'm going to bring home a purple girl. Don't say anything about it.
No, they love the purple girl.
If she's purple, she hasn't had oxygen to her brain in, like, 8 minutes.
Or she had that candy from, like, Willy Wonka.
That too.
Some of them won't even say black. They'll just be like, I don't care if she's purple.
Because they jump right into it because they're like, black might be racist.
I don't care if you're
yellow, definitely racist. Purple. Nobody's purple. Yeah. Except for some people's dicks.
There is
maroon.
Not mine.
No?
Some people.
What you?
I had a 9-to-5.
Mine is, I have an astoundingly white dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Monotone
like an elephant's
or?
Tusk?
Yeah, it's.
No, it doesn't know.
What do you mean, Caucasian
that
or white?
Would attribute to the, like, the prestige of ivory, no.
Are you talking Caucasian or white? Like the whites of their eyes?
White.
Like.
Milky.
It's like not. A sheet, it's, no, milky.
A ream
actually,
of paper.
Milky sounds appetizing and. In pleasing
you think
to the
milky
owl.
Sounds appetizing?
Like a milk. I think
milk.
Of a milk chocolate.
Or like.
Yours is moldy.
No, yours looks like, yeah, like a.
Plus milk.
Yeah, like a mold. Or a,
glue.
Like
paste.
Like foam installation.
Whip it out. Let's see your dick.
Y'all tripping.
All right. If you're not finna show your dick.
You know what? I will show my dick because I just used Manscaped. Is there anything better than fresh mowed grass at the ballpark on opening day? How about freshly groomed balls? Our sponsors at Manscaped, the global leaders below your waist in grooming, are here to help you strike out your bush for good. It's over. What the fuck? It's a whole new balls game at Manscaped.
Is that what they said?
Oh, yeah.
They're
it's a whole new
shit.
Balls game.
They're
trust by
shit.
Over 2 million men worldwide. Get 20% off plus free shipping. With the code ANUS, ANUS, at manscaped.com. And we joke around a lot, and that's all fine, but these products are no joke. They're so easy to use, I have all the confidence in the world when I'm whipping out my dick.
Your ball? No, well, I thought it was your balls.
My hairless dick and balls.
It's more your hairless balls.
It does its job. The ceramic blade cuts through my pubes like nothing. The advanced skin-safe technology? Well, let's just say my snags are reduced, that's for sure. And the Lawnmower 3.0 is simply the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Hits the sweet spot in every way possible. And again, 20% off. Promo code ANUS at manscaped.com. It's 20% off and free shipping. Baseball's back. Don't let your pubes get out of whack.
Yes, brother. Stop rhyming, bro.
That's not me, bro. I guess I am. I'm reading.
Your carpet matches Vin's drapes.
That is right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you said this in the ad read. But
Whoever's writing our copy, Theodore Geisel is writing our copy.
is that a real name?
That's Dr. Seuss.
Oh.
We all knew that.
Yeah.
I thought that was common knowledge.
We all knew Theodore Geisel.
Teddy Geis.
I deleted all my files on Dr. Seuss.
I assumed his last name was at least Seuss. You didn't think
how many
you didn't
Seusses?
Think he was a doctor. How
Has
many guys
canceled?
Do you know?
One.
Yeah, Seuss sounds like a fucking name.
And you know he's canceled, Owen. Don't even ask. You know that he's canceled.
Yeah, he got canceled last week.
Or out.
He said, I'd fuck a one fish, two fish, a red fish.
I don't
or
care
blue
if
fish.
You're one fish or two fish. I don't care if you're red fish or blue.
Blue.
If you're a nurple fish or a purple fish.
Did he cheat on his wife with cancer? He didn't. Wow. He didn't fuck
Walt
cancer.
Disney.
I think.
No,
that was Dr. Seuss.
I Walt Disney. I don't think cheated on his wife. He just hated Jewish people.
And I think Walt he broke up. He dead broke Walter. Up with his wife with cancer. He just like moved on from her. No, or was that someone else?
I think
there was presidential candidate John Edwards who cheated on his cancer riddled wife.
Riddled. Not even ridden, like
she
riddled.
She wasn't ridden, she was riddled.
She was like like bullets. Like yeah. She was just like all over the place. She
I
was
think
just
a bell curve. I think once it gets to riddled, when it becomes more morally acceptable.
Riddled?
Yeah, but if you're
you
just,
can cheat at riddled. Uh-huh. You can't cheat at ridden.
She's just,
if she's cancer ridden, you cannot cheat on
or
her.
Or if she's like just doused.
What if they're ravaged?
Cancer.
Yeah, yes. A spritz.
Ravaged is yes.
What if they're
ravaged? Yes.
Riddled, yes.
Ravaged is
riddled.
Ravaged
yes.
is
but if you're just like
riddled.
Lightly doused or bathed,
I think
a
spritz.
Garnished with cancer.
A touch of
like,
cancer.
That's
yeah,
when
just
that's when it's fucked up.
A spritz, yeah. A sprinkle of cancer. Then bam. You're an asshole. But I mean, honestly, it's on. I don't want to say this, but it's kind of on her. Like she should have been like, "Go spread your wings, honey. I'm riddled with cancer."
That's exactly what I'm getting.
Yeah, like she, yeah. It's kind of like mm-hmm. she should be encouraging him to mm-hmm. sow his wild oats.
I'm riddled with cancer, yes.
I can't fuck. I simply have this Adam and Eve promo code that I can use. My girlfriend cheated on me. She was sucking his fucking dick and all his friends' dick. Use promo code BFF.
Like, yeah. It seems like something that happened.
Huh?
What was that? Was that an impression of somebody?
That's BFF's pod. I mean, I haven't heard it yet, but BFF's
well, that's
pod.
That's been the elephant in the room, is that Josh
Richards is getting cheated on, and he right. has to crank out ad reads. And it's like, mm-hmm. how is he going to please Stephen Che with his ad reads if he's so worried about his dick being fucking
his
half
dick,
a mile?
No, yeah, half a mile.
Half a mile away from...
Just half a mile. That's a, what,
his dick
what
is half a mile.
Like a, is that for like good for a metaphor for like distance or like proximity?
I was going to say half...
Oh, he was half a mile.
At first, I was going to say
half
a mile,
mile away
so
from me.
And then I was going to say half a mile away, and then I was thinking his dick in and of itself is half a mile long.
Half a mile has never been used to describe any type of length.
And I'm saying that he would probably be sad about his dick being half a mile. I'm
trying to think when that would be used acceptably.
A country mile is the only acceptable measurement
for
my dick that
boys.
I like.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a unit of weight, too. A country mile. That means he's got a heavy-ass
mm-hmm.
dick. A country mile.
I'm still thinking of Dr. Seuss, just like in the hospital room, just pissed off because his wife has cancer. She's like, fucking, it's Christmas Eve. You stole Christmas. He's looking at the x-rays. The doctor's like, yeah, her heart's grown.
And he starts like sketching her.
Her heart's grown five times the size. It's. He's like, oh, did she save Christmas? No, it's like a big tumor.
In the medical world, this is a big deal.
Or yeah, like shit.
It's Christmas Eve. What time is it? 10. She's like, she has like...
what?
Nothing.
No, go ahead.
Finish
no,
it. Finish it. No, go ahead.
Nah.
Please, snow is lightly falling outside.
What rhymes with chemo? What would Dr. Seuss rhyme with chemo?
Chemo sounds like a little Dr. Seuss character. He, like lives in a tree.
Chemo.
No, he lives in his wife's brain.
Oh.
Hey, I'm chemo.
This is my
yeah,
friend.
He's like an impish, like a mischievous character.
Yeah.
This is my friend Metastasize.
Oh, God. Fuck cancer.
Seriously.
Horton wasn't hearing who's. It was just like he had a brain tumor. Horton's smelling toast. Hearing who's.
Horton smells a toast.
Some Drake. Swimming in the money, come and find me. Nemo. If I was at the club, you know I balled. Chemo.
Ooh. It took me a while to realize what he was
getting. Eyeballed.
Yeah. Eyeballed. Mm. Eyeballed. Clever.
Yeah, eyeballed. I hate entendres when they only work one way. That's
single entendre? Yeesh.
Yeah, single entendre. Doesn't really hit home for me. Well, what was this other one? The square of...
69 is 8 something. Ah, and I've been trying to work it out all night.
8 something.
Yeah.
That's like the number 8 something, but also he ate something.
Mm.
So that's almost
that one, did people was that received positively? Was that critically acclaimed that
they, what about
Like they love G's Moving Silence Like Lasagna.
That one is good.
Oh, I guess that's Wayne.
Yeah,
same family. Wayne.
Honey, this hospital food's horrible. The eggs are green.
What?
go on. Oh. And do you like them? Or?
What about the ham?
What do they serve them with?
The eggs. Well, that's how the hospice girls. Remember them?
No. Yeah, it was spice. Baby spice, scary spice, and hoss spice.